Reishas v'raisa shenikro Reishas darka Bor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alma. Okay. So Nimtza kol davar nivra al yedei ha-Toira. Everything was created by the Torah. These are all hakdamos. V'koyach ha-poel b'nifl. Now V'koyach ha-poel b'nifl means that it's not pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the famous Baal HaTanya. It's not pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Torah, and once the world was created, as does is this koyach ha-poel b'nifl means it's a continuous. There's a koyach. In other words, the Torah is there now in the Bria. The Bria is kulei Torah. In the famous Ritzadik at the beginning of Sisei Laila, Gemara says that if somebody hasn't got a levaya when he goes from town to town, so there should be yask b'Torah. So Pasha Pshad is, the Torah is magna matzla, so it's a protection. Tzadik learns, the Pshat is that the whole Bria is Torah. So when you're going along in the forest and you're on your own and you're learning Torah, so it's chala, you've got levaya, you have got company. Why? Because when you learn Torah, the whole Bria around you is Torah. So you're ma'ira your company, you're ma'ira the trees and the grass and I don't know, whatever's around there, that's all your levaya now. Because it's the koyach ha-poel b'nifl. All the time the Torah is being mechadish v'tuvoy, mechadish the Bria. So the koyach ha-poel b'nifl means that the Torah is there in the Bria. At all times. That's the chiddush of the koyach ha-poel b'nifl all the time. Well, Tanya and Shaykh Levun is ma'achni very much. So Rav Tzadik always says that mechadish v'tuvoy b'chol yom tov ma'aseh bereishis, and then you make avar avos, which is birchas ha-Torah. Chiddush ha-Bria, chiddush ha-Torah, it's all the same zach. So it's constant, something that's always constant. So inki b'chol davar u'b'chol ha'olam is koyach ha-Torah. And everything, and not just everything down here, but everything in all the olam is all the koyach ha-Torah. Chein ha-Odom d'ksiv zayis ha-Torah Odom. So a mensch is kulei Torah. In other words, also the Ramach Mitzvah's essay, k'neged the Ramach Yevorim, Everything where a person is Torah. Adam is Yadua, Adam is the Bria. So if the Bria is made up of the Torah, so Adam is also made up kulay of Torah. That's where the whole vot of B'chol Derechecha De'eyu comes from. Chazal say B'chol Derechecha De'eyu, I mean the Sfarim Darshan on that, because B'chol Derechecha De'eyu, B'chol Derechecha De'eyu is Da Heivov. Da Heivov means that Da is the Chmoichin, and Vav K is Midas, and Vav is six Midas, and He is Malchus. The person's got to realize that wherever he goes, whatever he does, with his Moichin and with his Midas, with his Guf, is everything is Torahdik. Everything has to be Torahdik. It's not the Moyach which is Shaykh to Torah. It's everything that's Shaykh to Torah. Nimtza b'chol davar chiyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One second, sorry, but Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu chad. Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chad, like the Medrash says in Anoichi, Ano Nafshi, Kesovis Yehovis. In other words, the Torah is Kaviyachol, the Neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol. Ano Nafshi, Kesovis Yehovis. The Atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Likna on Torah, more than anything else. The Yisod of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Reis Chadi, is like the, it says in Tanya, that with all the levushim that the Torah has, with the famous Moshe, when you hug the Melech, with all his levushim, you're still hugging the Melech b'atzmusay. Torah is atzmus. There's nothing else in the Bria. Everything else is the shtalshlus of likus. There's nothing else that has that. So Mamela. So what were we saying?
You're hugging the Melech.
You're hugging the atzmusay Melech. Torah is the only thing where you have the Kaviyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put the Atzmuzah is brought down here in the Torah. And that's why Torah needs so much more Levushim, because it's the Atzmuzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kodesh Baruch Hu Reis Echada means that the Kaviyachal, not the Oiris, and not the Or, and not the Ha'ora, but Kaviyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atzmuzah, lived in the Torah. That's the Chiddush.
What do you mean the Torah needs Levushim, in which way?
That's why, Shor Shenogach, and that's why everything is brought down to a level of Dach, because it's got that smusa of these baruchs. And it's got smusa of these baruchs, obviously we can't get anywhere near that. So the most we can do is, the most we can plug into is going Pshat, and Remez, and Jush, and Sod, all these other Chenes Levushin. But inside all that, inside all those Levushin is that smusa of these baruch. And that's why a person realizes that there's no such thing as getting his kashus on the Torah. If a person can have Aaron, can hear it, he can daven. Without Torah, you can't get the Emes Dikis Kashrus. The Emes Dikis Kashrus stuff comes through Torah. After the Torah, a person is in Kashrus, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachul Batzmusay. So then Tefillah helps, and Maisa Mitzvah helps. That's to start with Torah. So Nimtzo B'chol Dovo, Chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vata Mechayis Kulam. So everything has the Chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekor HaChayim, Ki Imcha Mekor HaChayim, Baruch Hinei Ro'er. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekor HaChayim. So Meila, therefore, everything has the Chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vata Mechayis Kulam. In other words, in the Hoive, that Eivish is Mechayis Kulam. So in other words, the Morinayim is said that we know that we say every day davening Vata Mechayis Kulam. With what this Atam Mechayis Kulam, with the fact that the Eibishter created the world with the Torah, and the Eibishter Liktach in the Torah, so Atam Mechayis Kulam comes from the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's in the Torah. Oh. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to have such a Koyach? Why did the Kaviyoch have to be such a strong, concentrated Chiyas Elaki in the Bria? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make the Bria that should be the biggest Ha'alam. But in the Bria, if you look at the Shorish of it, you learn Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what he's going to explain, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Tachlis every year is the Choshech, Shevin Nesabach Lo'or. The Choshech is so great, that needs Mamish Kaviyochol, the Oyer, the Koyach Oyer itself, Shehamor Shabo Yachzirena Lamutov. Halavai Oisi Ozvu Vaseirosi Shomaro, Hamor Shabo Yachzirena Lamutov. There's a Zoy, that has to be such a powerful Koyach to be able to make this Hafchus of Choshech to Or, that Be'etzim, the greatest Or has got to be there to be able to make the Eschapchus from Or. So that you have the greatest Or, not only the Or, but you have even the more. The more is the Kaviyochel Atzmusoy, the Etzim Atzmusoy, and that can help somebody, even Oisi Ozvu. But he finds it in the Torah, he finds such a clarity of a Likus in the Torah, upon him, to Torah. The only thing you find panim b'panim, dibarati mochem, is the Torah. Mm-hmm. So pshat is sometimes a person doesn't believe in a melech until he's face to face with a melech. Mm-hmm. The Torah's got face to face. So halavai oisi ozvu, right? Now those oisi ozvu means he doesn't keep the mitzvahs and he's an atheist. But as soon as he bumps into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol panim b'panim, so then there's no denial anymore. Shamor shaboy yachzirena lamutav. So that's why the panim b'panim, that is the kaviyachol atzmusav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Torah. So the entire person can meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon him, upon him. And that's Mamad HaSinai, upon him, upon him, Dibra Hashem Imochem. Tzimtzim Kaviyachal Madrigus HaTachtoinois, V'husam Chelak Lekai Malta, Chashchus HaChoyme, Ki Kol Ike Kavonahu, the whole Ike Kavonahu, Shisalu Madrigus HaTachtoinois, Lemalav, Lies, Yisranoi, Min HaChoyshech. That's the whole Tachlis HaBriya. So then that's the whole Kavanah, they should be Ma'ala everything. Ishapchus is the biggest, is the biggest Madrega. That's why the Bosa says, Hashem B'chochma Yisad Oretz. Hashem B'chochma Yisad Oretz. And Bereishis, the Targum says, Targum Yishalmi says, B'chochma Sa. Because the Chilat in Chochma Bino is, Bina fights the Choshech and takes the Or out, but Bina hasn't got a koyach of his hafchus the Choshech lo'or. Chochma is a koyach that is mahapach the Choshech to the Or. Bechina of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, David's Malchus Gvura, that's Bina. Mashiach ben Yosef, that's the bechina of this hafchus. That's what he says of the Inyan of Yeridus Yosef Mitzrayim. Yosef is in the Mashiach ben Yosef, that's the Bechina of Chachm. The Bechina of Chachm and the Bechina of Tainag Aliki. Yosef is always has Shem Shemaim, Shagab Akev, wherever he is, he's always with the Rabbeinu Shalom. But the Mashiach ben Yehuda, the Pshat is, Mashiach ben Yehuda is the whole time being Machniyah L'Choshech. Sheikh ben Yosef was in Mitzrayim, wherever he was, Shem Shemaim, Shagun Pev, wherever he was in a matzav, where he had the Rabbeinu Shalom with him. He asked the Sa'amashki, Madu Pneichim Roim Ayyim. He doesn't understand why somebody is Pneim Roim. He said, Pneim Roim. He's in jail. Why shouldn't he be Pneuma? It says that he lives in the tiny Galaki, he was licked in Chochma. Hashem Bechochma Yisad Oretz. That's the Darga of Yos. Tavav is Hafchus. In the Choshech, it's not Choshech to you, it's Or. That's the deepest Madrega. Because that's the way it is. It's Be'etzim. Be'etzim the Oir of HaKadosh Baruch. Be'etzim the Mor is licked in the Torah. So if the Mor licked in the Torah, and it means the Mor licked in the Bria, the Bria is the Torah. So the Madrega of Chochma, Chuchma, so is that Madrega of Chochma, is the Madrega of in the Choshech a person can mamish feel the Or. Now we discussed often, Rabbi Kiva, these Bechinas of the, by him it's already Hapchas L'Or, there's no Choshech anymore. That's a very deep Madrega. When you read this, Yosef of Mitzrayim, Madregas, Atachtoinus, Meitzar Yam, Mitzrayim is Meitzar Yam. Shalei Deze, Yitoysev Taino, Kedixiv Yisrin, Sheish Yisrin Taino, Kishahula Min HaChoshech. That's a Yisrin Taino. Chochma always has to do with Tanug. And Bina's Eish, Bina's is Kodavoid, but Chochma has got to do with Taino. People who are Chochmedic, not Chochma wisdom, I'm saying people who are Bechina Sphiris of Chochma, they're always people who are Betaino. People whose neshamas are bina, they're always fighting with the choshech. It's a different be'ele be'ele. They're really kimchayim. But
and if a person lives with this being mishapech everything, that's what brings the tainug.
Yeah, that's they're living with the tainug.
Simcha, it's
avada. That's the safchus brings tainug. A bitl, a milchama is never gishmak. So bina is the milchama. The people who shoresh bina, that's where Mr. talks about different madrig, different inyan, and different dorm of tefillah. Some other tzaddikim, you see that it comes to taina tefillah, it's called a tainu by them. It's a different eile veile, the Rilakim Chaim. But that's the also this hafchus, that's the dress of tainu. Because then there's no choshech. You're not fighting with choshech. You're seeing or, even though outside it seems choshech. But you've gone so deep that all you see is or. That's something like Shemoneh Esrei, Atzilus. There's no choshech anymore. It's kulei bechin of or. Tshuva is shaykh to bina. Tshuva is there was ra and then there's toiv and then a person does tshuva. So you're fighting the whole time. You're trying to be machniya the ra, you're trying to be mevatel the ra. That's all the avoiders of bina. But gracious bar lakim is mechuchmas of bar. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made put him kaviyachol machtiv himself into the Torah and into the bria, so that a person can be mehapach that and then it's zayich to see the or. The Noivlus Koch of Mala Torah, Masha Nofel Benishba. Mitzrayim had Koiches of Torah, Mitzrayim had a lot of Torah to it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yosef down there to Mitzrayim to find those Oirs of Torah. Yosef is a Koyach to find Oir. Yosef has a different Re'iyah than everybody else. That was the Madrega of Yosef Tzadik. Yosef Tzadik was the Poet of the Zayda and Vayeshev. Meyape Einov, what's the Lashon there? The Mashmash Be'inov. Salsal Basari, the Mashmash Be'inov. Beautifying his eyes, that's the dargo of Yosef Tzadik had a re'iyah's oir. He had a mordek re'iyah. Because in Mitzrayim he had a mordek re'iyah. He only saw the Torah, he only saw the netzoytzes. And that's how he could be mala those netzoytzes. Memashmish be'enoch. Shirosh am Noivlus HaTorah, Shinoflus am Shitzricha Lizbara Velalas. You know, he also told his brothers on the way back, Al Tirguz Ubaderech. Tirguz Ubaderech, Rashi says, Al Tisasku Bada Alocha, Machin of Ian of Torah. Ian of Torah is from the sphere of Bina, it's Eish. Falpel, he says, that's why it's Talmud Bavli. Achashaki Meshivani, it's learning Bina Dik. Talmud Bavli is Bina Dik, Talmud Yerushalmi is Chochmi Dik. Because Talmud, the fighting, and each tan is machnia the other one, and they fight and they say things about each other and they shaf. That whole darga is a darga of bina. Yosef Tzadik's darga of Torah is fakir. It's dovet to the oir at Torah. So all the brothers al tisasku b'dva alocha. Sisachom says, I think it says, don't, it says it to the extent of don't learn Ian, learn Bekiyas. In other words, there's a way of istaklus of Torah where the tainik, just pashut reading the words of Torah, is a chamay de katainik. And that was Bechanas Yosef. And really, he was able to email them.
They take a dash and they bring a halacha from that. You shouldn't just asking a Torah, but they have to say be'ian.
You shouldn't do be'ian.
Only
be'ian.
If it's chazara or.
Then you should.
Then it's a
seder. Yeah. That's right. That's also Shabbos. Shabbos is the Ur HaGonus. Tzaddik says a person shouldn't be. Spalpum and ayin and he shouldn't be loichem al chamta shul Torah on Shabbos. Shabbos is menucha. Shabbos is fakir. Shabbos is the or agonas. Shabbos is the or atayna. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a mitzvah oinig. It's a chelik of Torah that one has on Shabbos has to be the oinig of Torah.
Tom Yushalmi is taking that so much.
Chlanot.
Back and forth like that.
Chlanot. It's halachas. That's Torah Shavik Sam, that's Torah Shavik Peh. Torah Shavik Sam is Chachm, Torah Shavik Peh is Bino. Father, after all the Machamta Shal Torah, you get to Uzo. I'm going to call this a different Daraga, but I'm saying, Yosef is a Daraga, a Mashmash Be'enov. In other words, Yosef Tzadik, his eyes pierce, and he sees, he gets to the Taino. Yaakov is there, it's also the Titan Emes Yaakov, he told us Yaakov Yosef. The Darga of Yaakov is the Darga where it's the same thing where Darga of Emes is the Darga where he's not Chal Tachas Shinoyim, there's no Aliyas and Yeridas. It's not Chal Tachas, Emes means Sheker is Meshane Diburay. So Elma says, Elma Sheker, why? Meshane Itim, Machlev Hazmanim, it's Kulay. Kulay and Chlofus and Shtanis all the time, the seasons, and it's Choyr and Choyim and Kaitz and Choyrif, Yom and Laila, it's Alma de Shikra. Alma de Shikra. Yaakovinu, it's okay, Yaakovinu is Midas Emes. All these Shinoyim are not Chal, he's Mistaken to his Marev. He sees the Behiris, the Laila as well. But these people, they're not Neufel Tachas HaShinoy Bechlan. That's the Dark of Emes, that's the Dark of Chochma and Taino. Those who have been in Deep Shaz, them. The more into the Aliyas and Yeridus, and the more into the they feel the Choshech, and then they see the Orem. It's a different, So, Vomar Adu Shom Lahalas, Venochis, Lahavi, El Chias Hashurish Atzmi. To bring to me mal everything to the Chias Hashurish Atzmi. Zayinin my Yomas Yosef, and that's the beginning of a Yomas Yosef, Kimashi Yorda Torah, Tzayv Madrig, and Ikramisa, the Nochis Midargi, Kosbay, the Koriba Yomas. Any Misa means it went down in Madrig. So it says the Yomas Yosef, so it means that your Torah went down at Sefer Madrega. I come to Oisah Shatar Nikro Eitz Chaim or Beilin Ozdin Basachanota. In other words, even though Yosef Tzadik died, but with the Misa of Yosef and the I come to Oisah means Fakert. He just found the Torah there in the lowest possible Madregas. So Yosef was zoicha to pick up Chalakim of Torah. Raglei Yerdes Mavis. He was zeicher to go down. Vayomas Yosef. He was zeicher to go down and find the Torah, not a Yeridin himself, but he was zeicher to find the Torah even in the lowest places. Atshiyar the Sleip Madrega. There was Nechnat Ilan as Nina Basachanota Shmita de Kahalachus. Vayusim Baorin. Kamar Zal Luchos Shibri Luchos Menachem Baorin. In other words, what's Shibri Luchos? Afilu hanoyvlus yishlem aliyah liyaz ba'orin k'may luchas shi ha'atayra ha'atzmeh. So when Yosef is megala, that it's all, even the chalokim of nefila of Torah is all together. Luchas v'shiv luchas menachas ba'orin. It's mamish the Torah ha'atzmeh. So bring it back to its shoyrish, and it's a bechina of Torah ha'atzmeh.
So what does it mean he found the Torah Mitzrayim? Meaning he found the lekus in Mitzrayim?
So his re'iyah, yeah, his re'iyah penetrated. You see a Mardi Betumah. And his re'iyah penetrates through it. He sees chinah like Avraham Avinu. It hits its balabir of amaniu balabir. So it's a different re'iyah. It's a different re'iyah and everything. He doesn't see the ra and he doesn't see the thing. His re'iyah goes straight to the makor.
He sees elikus and everything, not the Torah really.
He sees the Torah in the looks like Avraham Avinu. It says that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. Where did Avraham see the Torah? He also saw the Torah in the Bria. So there's a hasaga that you see in the Bria is the hasaga of the Torah, but it's the Torah which is the Likus. About these massive mitzvahs, these massive Torah, these massive the maklas of Yaakov Avinu, these massive mitzvahs filling. All these things about his maka the Torah was lit in the Torah, the Likus. That's how he's ma'ala the Torah. Avraham Avinu saw his Yad Smoil, his Margish Tefillin. So is this, he was Margish the Pnimis. About it, Torah, but again, the Torah, Kutshubicha, the Torah is Chad. That's a cloud. He finds the Kaviyachal Atzmus and the key by finding the mitzvahs, by finding the Torah. He awakened all the Chalakim of Torah. The lion, the ligand that breathed. For us, we can't see that. At least we have to try to look for the Pnimis to see what's the message of it. The Tainug is that they saw the Or. Seeing the aura, going straight to see the aura, that's the greatest time. Seeing the aura, that's this hapech of the chachma chesha. So menach zeh leinin, kivin shebechol dovu wa toira mechaya dovu hu, since everything is toira mamish, so in habit bechol dovu al gashmi yusa. The person must look to the gashmi yusa dovu, kiim al pnim yusa, pnim yusa dovu. Besoy da chachma einov beroyshe. So what does it mean a chacham eina b'roisha? And where's the tip of his eyes? Also in his roisha. So v'chi bon eina de banash. Where else is the inayim of a person? Hela chakima mistakel man dakaima reisha. Chacham always looks at the reisha sadova. Cholda v'mabit al reisha sadova. A chacham eina b'roisha means his inayim always go to the reisha. He sees through, he penetrates, and he sees the reisha. Me'ayin nishtal shelo. Who's the Shoresh? That's what the Torah is. If you look deep enough, if you want to look in the Bria deep enough, so you have to look in the Bria and see the Shoresh of the Bria. That's because Bresh is Bora, the Oilam Bria is Taka the Oilam Choshech. That's why the Oilam Bria is Bechos Krishma, we say, Yetzah Oilam Bria Choshech. Oilam Bria is the Oilam Choshech. But the Pshat is, the person gets to the Or in the Choshech, and then it's Oilam Atsilis, and it's Shmuel Nesu. The Olam HaBriya is the Olam of the Or, if you want to get to the Or, then you have to look into the Pnimis of the Choshech, and the Pnimis of the Choshech, let's see, there you find the Or. Zeo Breishes, Bora Breishes, Betoyer Nivar Shmaim Varashim, Klolos HaKoil, Shmaim, Oretz, and Esa Shmaim, and Esa Oretz, like Chazal say, Esa is the Rabbis, Toildois. So that's the first Pasuk. Everything is in the Chuchmos of Breishes, everything is in the Reishes. And Chacham Einav Bereishai is Einav Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch is telling us, even on creating an Olam of Choshech and an Olam of Elam, but Be'etzem the Oyer is there, and the Oyer is there, and the Tachlis is, and the person, if the person is prepared to look through everything, he'll see the Oyer in the Choshech. That's the message of the first, and that's the Madrega of Chacham. Hebrew of Chacham. So is the Machlokes between the Gedolim, how to build Klal Yisrael. Do you build Klal Yisrael Ke'ilu by keeping them separate and then building it? Or no matter Baruch Sheva held even if he made oilam. Baruch Sheva looked at the old Bria. You know, or people who went to that being Ma'ira than Ashomas from everybody, being Ma'ira than it's a key from everybody. Shadis they had Chachmatic eyes and they looked at the Bria, they didn't see a Bria that it's all Choshech. They saw a Bria that's Kula Oiras. If the Bria is Kula Oiras, then you know, so get going within the Bria. So there's the other ones who saw that there's a helam in the Bria, and there's tumah in the Bria, and there's everything in the Bria. So then you've got to keep away from the Bria. And then after you mishapech, and after you fight the Ra, then you zoicha to the Torah. There's stakhlus in the Bria. A chachman that convinces mistakhlus in the Bria, and he sees the Toiv. So it's always a machlaik is how to look at something, how to build something. Somebody only sees what's on the surface. There's nothing on the surface. The Oretz is a shell, it's a clipper. It's like a person in Yenevet looks at a person in this world and he sees that he's working and he's this and he's trying to make money and his luxuries and this and this. He's playing around with a clipper. He's taking an orange peel and he's framing it on the wall. He's taking an orange peel and he's driving it and he's running around with peels all his life. And he comes to the Olam HaEmes, he sees those all clippers. Everything he did was for the garbage. So that's in the Olam HaEmes, they look at this world and they see straight through. They see what's the clip and they see what's the pre. But a bit, you know, Aretz Yisdik, a person, looks at the klipa and sees a klipa and Hashem sees dovak to what he sees in his gashmis, the guys. The whole world of shmiris and the whole world is a world of shmiris. Now you can see him, feel the kedusha of a person. You can see a completely under a belt. Yosef, we just said before, Yosef is midas yisod. Midas yisod is midas hakedusha. Midas hakedusha, as you see a different name. What's the difference? Lech lecha meyera. Lech lecha, everything Avraham Avinu saw blurred. Emach sheicha. He saw nevuah, Brisbane, I'm sorry, but nothing was clear to him. Then he had mitzvah mila, and then the parsha is vayera. Iskali. Vayera is a lashon of everything became clear. Vayera, he saw. Lashon ra'iya. Avraham Avinu saw gilulim as well. The parsha is vayera. He saw. I told you once about. Rashi says, Vayitzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chacham min Ha'atika. So we said you have to make a Mishana Habriya that a few Arabs shouldn't come to the door. So I told you the word once that it's Al Shem, Hoytze HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Ha'atika. So Mordek and Giluim of the Osset. It's Yeshev Pesach Oil. Oil is Oil Mazi. It's Yeshev the Pesach Oil. And he's looking out and he's seeing the Mordek and Giluim. Seeing the Mordek and Giluim of the Osset Lovo. He's Nisrapim Bo. Stoyim is Gedoinim Bo. With the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so your parsha of Yehira is a parsha of Ma'ariv with Gluim. After Bris Mila, your kedusha is Yosef. Then you take a seat. Then you have the Inayim. Then you have the right Re'iyah. So Yosef was Midas Ayisod. Midas Ayisod is that you have the right Re'iyah. Somebody who's Bishleimus from Midas Ayisod. So Pshat is that's why it says that the fish never closes his eyes. Yosef is a Yigdu L'Rev. Be careful, or the fish doesn't need a Shmir Sinai. Yosef is that Madrega because he Memela only sees the Torah Shaboy. So he doesn't have to close his eyes. Ein a pekicha. So after mitzvah mila, Avraham Avinu has an a pekicha. Has an ein a pekicha. That's pasha. That's pasha's way. So there's an artistic person. In other words, somebody who's kol in gashmi is lacking in kedusha. So he looks at can't believe somebody's being dovuk. He sees straight through. So he sees down here already that it's all peel. It's all clipper. So you can't understand why a person's so dovuk to a clipper. So as Rashi says, "Shadam toyim shteimim al boyishiba." Who is an odo? But it's not Mishu odo. It's toyim shteimim al aksil on the fool from a shuk of aritzes. Hare boyhu. Boyhu means boyhu. Look inside it. Don't look at that itself. It's a lie, Mary. Boy, who is Shalak and Sporku? Vain a maven of Misrachik is Misrachik a man. Shodan is Taka, the Holdova, the Chias, then the kind should easily avail and eighty some million. Holdova, Mashre Negle, Avaya, Mahava, Kolavaya. The Rot, Shreezy Hashem, and eighty some million. See the Havai, can see the Hashem Yitke Bovke everywhere. And the Torah is Taka called Teferis. Teferis is the Yitke Bovke. We're talking Torah, we're talking. Yaakov is the Markov of the Teferis. Teferis is Yaakov is Neishtom, Yeshua Holim. Yaakov is the Bechin of Teferis. Teferis is the Darg of Avaya. Teferis is Avaya. There Ambin, Teferis, it's all Yudke Bovke. Shvisa Shem and Egdi Somit, it means that a person can go anywhere and Mamele he only sees the Torah. So that's what the Pasuk's bar warning us. Pasuk saying, Bereishis, Chochma. If you go with Chochma, V'ol HaKim is Hashmayim is Ha'aretz. Everything you see that's all bereshit, you see in the chokhma, you see through. Or it's without chokhma, it's a ksil, it's a fool, then it's toyu, then a person's mishtoimim. Boy, who? Don't look at that. Look, boy, look what's inside it. And that's taken the next pasuk, is, I didn't say, that's the next pasuk of, the same pasuk of Ruach Elokim Merachefes al Pnei Amoyim. He doesn't bring it down. And then Ruach Elokim Merachefes al Pnei Amoyim. Merachefes, the chazan is the resh peches, and it's resh peches meis. Merachefes is resh peches meis. Which means that the Resh Peches Meis is the Rapach Netzotzes. In the Bria you have all the Netzotzes of Kedusha. So Pshat is, if a person looks into the Boyhu, he looks into the world, he sees Taka, no, he sees the Noibnus of Torah, he sees the Torah Kedusha. So that's the whole Madrega.
That's what also Hashem Havai is Hashem Rachim also. You see the Rachim and everything.
Everything, excellent. It's a shame of Keser as well. Shame of Keser, and Keser is Taka Diz Galus. In other words, the shame of Keser is the shame of Lossed Lover, it's the shame of Erke. In other words, the shame where everything is Gala, that it was Berachman, and you see the Bria the way it should be. It says that the Chassid Shasparam says, Shmoy, why is Mila Shmini Mila? Because Shlish, because the eighth sphere, starting from Malchus, is Bina. And then Shlishi Lamina, then you get to three higher than that, which is Kesef. The Parshat Vayera begins in the Darag of Kesef. When Bina is Shlishi Lamina, which Baruch Hu came to Mavaka Chayim, Shalit, the person is in the Darag of Kesef, because he sees the Likus and everything. That's the Bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Mavaka Chayim. It's with the Shechina all the time. Parshat Vayera begins in Shlishi Lamina, begins in Keser, begins Avraham Avinu's Oila of Keser, which means he sees the old Matzah. Like we said, he sees the Rosh Hashanah Nedoni Matzah, the Kim Yisrafim Bo, he sees the Gantzah Matzah. Okay.